Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hearing God by Dallas Willard explores how an ordinary believer can grow into an interactive, responsive relationship with God rather than settling for a distant or purely rule-based faith. Presented in the IBP Signature Collection, the book distills themes that made Willard influential in spiritual formation, discipleship as lived apprenticeship to Jesus, transformation of the inner life, and practical guidance for daily obedience. Willard approaches the question of guidance with both spiritual warmth and intellectual rigor, arguing that God is not silent by nature and that listening is a learnable aspect of mature faith. He also addresses the real fears that surround the topic, such as self-deception, emotionalism, and the misuse of spiritual language to control others. The result is a framework for discernment that emphasizes God's character, the reliability of Scripture, and the steady shaping of a person who can recognize God's voice over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conversational relationship as the heart of discipleship. A central theme is that hearing God is not an exotic gift reserved for a spiritual elite, but a natural expression of discipleship. Willard frames the Christian life as an ongoing relationship in which God guides, comforts, corrects, and partners with people in real time. This conversational vision challenges two common assumptions, that faith is mostly about agreeing with doctrines, and that guidance is mainly about getting answers to big decisions. Instead, the emphasis is on learning to live with God moment by moment, where the smallest choices of integrity, patience, and love are also arenas for divine direction. The book encourages readers to consider how Jesus related to the Father and to see that pattern as an invitation rather than a historical exception. A conversational relationship also reorients prayer from performance to participation. Prayer becomes less about persuading God and more about aligning with God's good purposes. In this view, hearing God is connected to becoming the kind of person who wants what God wants and is ready to act on it. The goal is not mere information, but communion that produces obedient, resilient faith. Secondly, how God communicates and how we recognize it, Willard addresses the practical question of what it means to hear God by examining the range of ways believers historically have understood divine communication. Rather than reducing guidance to a single method, he highlights a spectrum that may include Scripture illuminated in context, wise counsel, inward promptings consistent with God's character, circumstances, and the settled leading that emerges through prayer. The point is not to treat any one channel as mechanical proof, but to cultivate recognition, much like learning a friend's voice in a crowded room. This recognition develops over time and is shaped by familiarity with God's ways. The book also clarifies the difference between impressions that merely reflect personal desire and those that carry the weight of divine initiative. Willard stresses the importance of testing and confirming guidance, especially in matters that impact others. Hearing God is portrayed as both personal and accountable. Personal, because God meets individuals where they are, accountable because authentic guidance will harmonize with the biblical story and the fruit of the Spirit. By expanding the reader's understanding of how communication can occur, the book reduces anxiety and invites patient attentiveness. Thirdly, the role of Scripture and the character of God in discernment. A major safeguard in the book is the insistence that any claim of guidance must be anchored in who God is and what God has revealed. Willard treats Scripture not as a random collection of verses for quick answers, but as the primary context for knowing God's character, purposes, and promises. When readers immerse themselves in the biblical narrative, they gain a stable framework for evaluating inner promptings and external opportunities. This also prevents the common misuse of spiritual language to justify harmful choices or to pressure others. Willard's approach encourages readers to read Scripture with the aim of relationship and transformation, not simply rule-keeping. As a person's mind and desires are shaped by the teachings and example of Jesus, discernment becomes less about decoding secret messages and more about recognizing congruence with God's kingdom. The book also emphasizes that God's guidance is consistent with God's goodness. That means direction will not contradict love, truthfulness, and humility, even when it calls for sacrifice. In practice, Scripture provides both boundary lines and positive vision, helping readers distinguish between impulsive certainty and trustworthy leading. Fourthly, spiritual formation as preparation to hear clearly. Willard connects hearing God to the broader process of spiritual formation, arguing that the ability to discern is inseparable from the condition of the inner life. If a person is ruled by hurry, fear, anger, or the need to control outcomes, then their interpretations of guidance will be distorted. The book therefore treats disciplines such as solitude, silence, worship, confession, and service as practical training, not as religious achievements. These practices create space for attentiveness and reduce the noise that makes discernment unreliable. Willard also highlights that obedience in small matters builds capacity for clearer guidance in larger ones. Over time, faithfulness forms a kind of spiritual competence. A person learns how God tends to lead them, how their own mind tends to rationalize, and how to wait when clarity is not given. Importantly, formation is portrayed as grace-based effort. The reader is invited to cooperate with God's work rather than attempt to force spiritual experiences. This theme reframes hearing God as a lifelong apprenticeship where growth is expected, missteps are corrected, and maturity gradually replaces anxiety-driven decision-making. Lastly, avoiding extremes, skepticism, emotionalism, and control, the book addresses the tension many Christians feel between wanting real guidance and fearing deception or fanaticism. Willard critiques two opposite errors. On one side is practical skepticism, where believers assume God rarely speaks and reduce guidance to human reasoning with minimal spiritual expectancy. On the other side is emotionalism or impulsive certainty, where feelings, coincidences, or strong desires are treated as unquestionable divine commands. Both extremes can lead to harm. Skepticism can produce spiritual dryness and self-reliance, while emotionalism can justify rash decisions and spiritual manipulation. Willard advocates a balanced path marked by humility, patience, and accountability. This includes a willingness to say, "I do not know yet," to seek wise counsel, and to test impressions through time and prayer. He also warns against using claims of divine direction to control family, church, or colleagues. Genuine guidance will tend toward love and respect for others, and it will withstand careful examination. By naming these pitfalls, the book provides readers with a realistic, grounded framework for pursuing guidance without naivete. The result is a model of discernment that is both expectant and responsible. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Christians who want more than occasional inspiration and are seeking a steady, relational way of following God in everyday life. It will also help thoughtful readers who are cautious about claims of spiritual guidance because it offers a disciplined approach that values scripture, character formation, and careful testing rather than spiritual hype. The benefit to the reader's life is practical. A conversational relationship with God can bring greater peace in decision-making, increased courage to obey, and deeper clarity to obey, and deeper clarity about priorities. It can also reduce the sense of isolation many people feel when they treat faith as private effort instead of responsive companionship with God. Compared with similar books on guidance that focus mainly on techniques for finding God's will, Willard's strength is the integration of guidance with discipleship and transformation. He treats hearing God as the outgrowth of becoming a certain kind of person, not as a shortcut to certainty. That makes the book worth buying for readers who want enduring habits of discernment rather than quick formulas. It offers a mature, balanced path that can reshape how a reader prays, chooses, and lives. If you would like to support Dallas Willard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.